politics. And you can now listen on CJSF 90.1 FM every Monday at 5 p.m. Wait for it.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. Follow us on social media at CJSF on Twitter, on Facebook and Instagram at CJSF Radio. Listen to old episodes and special programming on our SoundCloud at CJSF 90.1. Diverse, independent, and yours.
Wandering Rhythms Radio here. I am Nick Legacy. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, and we are about to take a trip. No, we've already started. Pardon me. A trip to Newfoundland. Yes, the far east of Canada. Remarkably, never done a show on this province. Actually, done very few shows specifically on provinces of Canada. Did one on BC once for BC Day. Anyways, that's besides the point. We're going to Newfoundland. And yes, we just heard from the Sizzle Sisters. Not their real names, but yes, that's their nom de musique. Their self-titled debut EP, I believe, it's the only one I could find, which came out last April. And the song we just heard was The Wrath of Xenia May. No idea who Xenia May is, but they are dangerous. Or angry, anyway. That was so nice. Let's just keep their EP flowing in the background. The Sizzle Sisters, project of Carol Bestvater on fiddle, Chantel Jubenville on fiddle, and Jason Whalen on guitar. So, dueling fiddles in this band. That's right. The Sizzle Sisters of St. John's, Newfoundland. In fact, most of these artists you're going to hear are from St. John's, by far the biggest city in the province. And to give you a little background, I'm just learning it myself, about Newfoundland. It is the 16th largest island in the world. I'm not going to talk much about Labrador because, to be honest, I didn't do any research about that. But yeah, it's just off the coast of Newfoundland. North of Quebec is Labrador as well, which makes up more than half of the region, or geographically in size. But yeah, Newfoundland, very unique island. Bigger than Cuba, bigger than Iceland, just slightly smaller than the North Island of New Zealand. And about four times as big as Vancouver Island, just to give you a little frame of reference there. So yeah, it's the first place that people from Europe settled in the Americas. In the year 1000, give or take a few decades, who knows. Yeah, Norse Vikings came and there's a settlement there. The only confirmed, for sure, that everybody agrees on, Norse settlement in North America, or at least the first. Anyways, it's called Lance aux Meadows. Lance aux Meadows, approximately 1,000 years old. The only undisputed evidence of pre-Columbian contact between the Old and New Worlds. And then 500 years or so, give or take again, later, Venetian navigator Jean Cabot was the first more modern European we have evidence of, who came from England and under the contract of England arrived in 1497. So yeah, it's been settled since soon after that by Irish, British, less Scottish culture than the other maritime provinces of Canada, but yeah, big Irish community, who then over the next 500 years developed their own culture, which was, you know, fairly distinct from Irish and other UK cultures. So yeah, this kind of music, this is kind of like characteristic of Newfoundland, a lot of old fiddle tunes, you know, sea shanties and stuff. And we're gonna next hear the first modern piece of music that's considered like an original from Newfoundland. This is even before it was a part of Canada. In 1943, this song came out, and Newfoundland didn't join Canada until 1948. Yes, it was a referendum. 52% voted to join Canada and to leave, formerly a British colony. And yes, it was quite controversial, but still the people there have their own thing going on, and I think still, as I read, more than a great majority of people still consider themselves Newfoundlanders first and Canadians second. Whatever that means to you. Right on. So, we're going to hear from a classic old Art Scammell here. First sort of modern era musician to achieve any sort of fame. This is the Squid Jiggin' Ground song. Yeah, classic, kind of a sea shanty here. And we're going to do just in this little set a quick historical survey of some of the old older music from Newfoundland. So enjoy this Squid Jiggin' Ground by Art Scammell on Wandering Rhythms.
Oh, this is the place where the fishermen gather in oilskins and boots and cabans battened down. All sizes of figures with squid lines and jiggers, they congregate here on the squid jigging ground. Some are working their jiggers while others are yarning. There's some standing up and there's more lying down. While all kinds of fun jokes and tricks are begun as they wait for the squid on the squid jigging ground. There's men of all ages and boys in the bargain. There's old Billy Cave and there's young Raymond Bound. There's a red-headed Tory out here in a dory, a-running down squires on the squid jigging ground. There's men from the harbor, there's men from the tickle, in all kinds of motor boats, green, gray, and brown. Right yonder is Bobby, and with him is Nobby. He's a-chawing hardtack on the squid jigging ground. God bless my sou'wester, there's skipper John Chaffee. He's the best hand at squid jigging, here I'll be bound. Hello, what's the row? Why, he's jigging one now, the very first squid on the squid jigging ground. The man with the whisker is old Jacob Steele. He's getting well up, but he's still pretty sound. While Uncle Bob Hawkins wears six pairs of stockings whenever he's out on the squid jigging ground. Holy smoke, what a scuffle. All hands are excited. 'Tis a wonder to me that there's nobody drowned. There's a bustle, confusion, a wonderful hustle. They're all jigging squids on the squid jigging ground. Says Bobby, the squids are on top of the water. I just got me jiggers about one fathom down. But a squid in the boat squirted right down his throat, and he's swearing like mad on the squid jigging ground. There's poor Uncle Billy, his whiskers are spattered with spots of the squid juice that's flying around. One poor little boy got it right in his eye, but they don't give a darn on the squid jigging ground. Now, if ever you feel inclined to go squidding, leave your white shirts and collars behind in the town. And if you get cranky without your silk hanky, you'd better steer clear of the squid jigging ground.
Oh, well, you won't see me, it's no fiancés. Winter keeps on hitting, a victim I will be. You know, Swaggart, Roberts, and Baker seem happy constantly. But you give them 3 weeks in Newfoundland, and then they were standing outside with me.
Peeing in the snow, gazing down the hole. It's the only thing to me that looks like spring,
spring, spring.
Yeah, peeing in the snow, gazing down the hole. It's the only thing looks like spring.
Ah, yeah, some fine, fine music there from Newfoundland. That was a bit of a historical survey of the wild stuff. That last song, yes, Peeing in the Snow. Strangely, I remember that from being a kid. I had no idea who sang it. I think it's become pretty common for folk musicians to sing that song, because Who loves complaining about the weather, right? Pretty much everybody. So, yeah. Long, long winters in Newfoundland, by the way, it seems. And the band was called Peeing in the Snow. No, that, Buddy What's-His-Name and the Other Fellers. Yeah, before that we heard a band that's considered the first punk group in Newfoundland formed in, was it 1978? And yeah, they're called The Slime. And their album covers are particularly strange. I thought they took other bands' albums covers and wrote The Slime on top of it. But there's a good reason for that. It's because they made their first album, didn't have enough money left to make the covers, the album covers, so they just went to a thrift store for 25 cents a piece, bought a whole bunch of album covers, and wrote The Slime on it. So if you look online, like YouTube, for example, their album covers are just various other covers, like Saturday Night Fever, Pink Floyd's The Wall, with The Slime written on the cover in red. So D-A-S-L-Y-M-E, The Slime. They have some strange ones. The one we played, we just heard there, it's called Nufi Rastaman. And I thought it was just so weird to not play it. I could have played more of their straight-ahead punk songs, but that was like this sort of failed attempt at making some funny, imitation of reggae music. I mean, it doesn't sound at all like reggae. They put on a really bad Jamaican accent, but I think it's all in respect to Rastafari reggae Jamaican culture. So saying like basically was an alcoholic and then discovered Rastafarism and was saved. So yeah, it's fun. Nufi Rastaman right there by The Slime. And started off the set of music with the first modern song credited to a Newfoundland artist that became quite famous, the Squid Jigging Ground song by Art Scammell, explaining all the fishermen, very descriptive of kind of the way culture would have been at an old fishing town, with all the workers going out and fishing and hanging about and how they dressed and stuff. So it's it's a cool educational piece of music. Very much dependent on fishing, fisheries and stuff in Newfoundland for a very, very long time, for hundreds of years and stuff. So that's of course, as the fishery stocks have decreased, it's very little employment, so a lot of people leaving Newfoundland. The population now is just over 500,000 people, by the way, in Newfoundland. Four times the size of Vancouver Island, so a lot of space out there. And a lot of winter out there. So we're going to move on to new music, new bands in Newfoundland. This next one, never heard of them, but they seem quite famous. A indie rock project that I compare to Sparkle Horse, that's Mark Linkous' project, or Elliott Smith. So late 90s, early 2000s, kind of indie pop music. Fog Lake is the project of Aaron Powell from Glovertown, Newfoundland, and from his new album, Tragedy Reel of 2021, here is Jitterbug on Wandering Rhythms.